Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
We're live.
Welcome to the show that has the most apt name of all time. The Cancer Me Now podcast. My name is Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen. G'day, Blue. Not much, bro. How you doing?
More importantly.
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Are you okay?
Yes, I am okay. I've had a lot of people reach out and it's been very nice.
Good.
A lot of people didn't reach out.
They reached out, just not.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people reached out in not the nicest fashion.
Not how you wanted them to.
I get that too.
What's happening?
No, mate, not much. Just been cruising.
Yeah.
Gym.
Yeah.
Got me bike riding.
Much happened on the weekend?
No. Actually didn't do much.
You stayed inside, I'm sure.
Stayed indoors. No, I didn't actually. I went to a birthday party. A three-year-old's birthday party. Yes, so that was
no
fun.
One's going
to
bash you at one of them, are they?
I hope not. Well, I guess we should talk about the cancellation. And a lot of people said cancel culture's not real. That was something I got quite a bit. But there was a hashtag trending that was cancel Isaac Butterfield. So
I mean,
going to go out on a limb and say maybe it's a little bit real.
Yeah.
But for those of you who don't know, there was a collection of jokes that I posted on TikTok that were Aboriginal jokes. And I've done Aboriginal jokes in the past and I did these to people all over the country and never had any bad feedback. I had a lot of Aboriginal people at shows. They were all cool. And then the post went up on TikTok. Initial reaction was fine. Then a couple of people started sharing it and people got pretty mad at it. And I understand from the point of view of people watching that for the first time, just hearing me go off, like, you know, it's because it's a minute clip because it was for YouTube Shorts. It was, you know, one joke after the other. And they're all racist jokes.
That's pretty full on.
Well, I mean, and that's it. But like a lot of jokes that are in comedy shows, they're sexist, they're racist, or they have, you know, I guess when you call it a racist joke, it's a race-based joke.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, I think for it to be racist, it would have to be hateful.
Yeah.
Like there is literally no hate.
Well, they're jokes.
In a joke, there is no hate.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm sticking to on this.
That's the line. No, I'm just joking.
By my lawyers, that is the line. No, it's because I have to stand by it because I said it.
Yeah.
And I'd say it again.
Yeah.
It's not, there is no hate
here.
This is literally just me saying, and this is how the whole bit was set up. It was an attempt to get cancelled by saying,
don't do it again.
The worst of the worst jokes.
Don't say it again, please.
And the whole thing was based on this idea of a cake being built. And we start off with like real cool, easy layers and we build up right to the top of the cake. And what I said before it was, you know, I want to get to the point where it's the most horrible, offensive, ridiculous, just awful joke. And then I want to see if even I look at that and go, fuck, that's full on.
So you were saying you were trying to be fucking out of control. Say some fucked up shit.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the bit.
Because that's like, so I didn't see what happened. I didn't see the clip until you guys sent it to me in the chat. Because I was like, I started getting messages. Oh. No one was having to go at me.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I was cruising. But I started getting a few messages from like fans of the show.
Yeah.
Going like, ooh, your boy's fucked up. And I was like, what's he done now? And then I didn't see the clip. Yeah. But people were just sending me screenshots of the comment section. And I was like, oh, shit.
Man, the comment section was going off.
So, yeah. This is the third.
It's actually the fifth. I went back through them. And
this is the fifth big one.
It's the fourth big one, but the fifth.
I've never been around for the. I've been there after the fact, and you're all like whatever. But it was interesting being there in the eye of the storm, as it happened, and I was worried, like worried about it. I mean, young Gabe, because if you go, then there's no show. So, well, but we were like, I was like, fuck, this is. It didn't seem good, but then it's just that like that instant thing. Of like, oh, it doesn't seem good. And then I was like, just flicked the Big Bash on and forgot about it. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, well, I'm glad you got through it.
Well, even you just, like, it settled down already, like, two days later.
But it will. And I've spoken to people at length, people who I know, who I'm friends with.
Solicitors.
And people who are, well, I haven't broken the fucking law. If I went up there and broke the law, then yeah, sure. All right, maybe I'd be in some strife. But I spoke to some people who are, some who are Aboriginal people, some people who are involved in that space. And I've spoke to them at length about the process of the joke and what is sort of like what I'm trying to attempt there. And the reality of the situation is I'm not trying to attempt anything. I'm just trying to make people laugh. That's
all you're attempting.
And, you know, you'll see me on stage, and this is what happens when people meet me after a show. Like, I'm yelling and I'm screaming and I'm making fun of people. But then afterwards it's all, hello, sir, ma'am, great to meet you. You know, let's talk about this. And I spoke about this in a podcast I did with Claire about, you know, I have a whole bit on autism in the show. And a lot of autistic people, it would have been at least 24 this year at shows, come up to me afterwards and said, thank you for doing jokes about autism because no one will do them. Mm. And so that's sort of where I get confidence to go in and do the real horrible shit, because I know that potentially someone who it affects will just laugh at it because they know that it's pretend, it's not real, it's not my actual opinion on anything. Yeah. It's just what we look at as comedians, as, you know, a taboo subject that we just make a joke about. And when I thought of these jokes, I came up with them, I wasn't like, yes, this is going to get them, you know. No, it's like, fuck, that's horrible.
That would be bad if you were like that.
But that's the thing. And that's why, like,
I'm just picturing you with like a yes.
Yes, I've done it. You could tell me the most racist, horrible joke right now off camera. You wouldn't do it because you're a left-wing bluey. I'm sure you've told racist jokes before.
Oh, yeah.
But you could say it because I know you're not that person.
That's why it's funny.
If someone like a real racist, like Gabe, like if he...
It's not funny when Gabe says it because we know that's how he feels.
It's not funny if a real racist person, if I was in a Ku Klux Klan outfit, which is actually my next comedy tour poster, if I was in that and I said that shit, then it's not cool at all. What are you pulling up? That was porn.
That's for later. That's the video.
That's the video.
Oh, okay.
Let's not get sidetracked. That is important.
Well, what did you think of the jokes? Did you think they were funny?
The jokes were gnarly. Yeah, so they were hectic. They were, so my thing on it, I'm going to give you my take on it.
Yes, please.
Because
I'm all up for more. Because
obviously
opinions.
What a scaffolder thinks. You haven't, no one's told you what they think yet. So yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Please do.
My thought of it was like, that's what people pay to go to comedy shows and see. And Decker said it last week or the week before when he was on. Doesn't matter what you post on the internet, on particularly somewhere like Instagram or like I assume TikTok's like Instagram on steroids, people are going to smash you, tell you they love it. Like when you got as many followers as you do, like you're going to get both. And when you post something as fucking full on as that, you're going to get both sides of it. People are going to, and then, one thing I didn't realize is how much fucking mental health issues there are in the comment section. There was some fucking, I never dived into the comment section the other day. Oh, and I'm not saying, like, I was like, holy fucking shit. Mate, I was like, a lot of these people, and like you're seeing like the same person
just
battling. With
it's
like
battles, it just, is.
There's like one dude and he's like, and then someone chimes in, he's like, yeah, fuck you, I'm coming to you. I was like, holy fuck, like what do these fucking people do all day? They're going to war. So that was interesting. But then when I watched it, I was like, that is what you did there. Like, it was gnarly, full on shit.
Yeah.
That's what people pay to see at comedy shows. Yep. And the thing I thought of was like, fully understand both sides of people getting upset and then people going, no, you should be able to say it. My take on it was that you're a professional comedian and other professional comedians, I love that style of humor. I love people taking it too far. Gervais, Chappelle, Gillis, Rogue, like whatever. That Jimmy Carr, taking it too far. And the content I see those guys post on social media, they say that shit. Not specifically what you said, but they take it that far in their live shows when you go and see them. The clips I see on their social media, and like I've spoken to you about this. We talked about it before we came on air, but I'm just sort of saying it for the punters. But the clips I see them share on social media is just far enough up to the line that you go, if they're trying to get a new audience or whatever, you watch that and go, oh, he seems edgy. Then you go and see him live and then they unleash that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think what you, all you did was you said the loud part quiet or the quiet part loud. Like you said that you posted the thing that people who love you come to see your shows to see you say fucked up shit like that.
Yeah.
You posted on a public space and people lost their minds.
I mean, people do post it on Netflix and stuff, and that's fair. When I was over in the States earlier last year, we saw Rogan and we saw Hinchcliffe.
Yeah.
And
Hinchcliffe's a psycho.
He went off.
He's a psycho.
And everyone's phone was taken from him at the start.
They have little lock bags, yeah, don't they?
So I don't know if I need to start fucking doing, I don't really want to do that.
Well, I said the same thing. We saw Jim Jefferies at the Entertainment Center and someone, he was just starting off a, I think it was a trans bit. And he was going berserk, but someone was filming him and he stopped and said, mate, like, that's not what we do here. Because someone posts that and then it's that fact. Happens to them. So I think there's like a, kind of like a thing where it's like people want to see that, mm-hmm. but they don't want to see it. And then social media is just like we're saying about kind of virtue signaling, people can use that clip to go, look at me, I'm not racist, this is racist, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
It turns into that. And social media is crazy anyway.
And
but
I'll have a look at the numbers, but the what do you mean? What are you laughing at?
I'm just going to check the numbers on this one.
I just want to
see how it did.
No, well, I want to see sort of how it worked out as far as how many people who didn't follow me came over to the page. Because it's interesting to look at how many people were who had never heard of me or whatever, they wanted to come over and take a good look at what this prick had been posting.
Yeah.
Prick being me. So, well, it's interesting. So if we go from Thursday to Saturday, let's have a look. This is Instagram metrics. I had over, I think I lost 680 followers on Instagram. And I gained 400.
Okay.
So
pretty sort of standard.
Negligible.
Yeah.
But
I think by this stage, anyone who's watching is a fan of yours knows what they've signed up for. I would think.
Of course. Of course. You'd have to know, right?
You would think so. I mean, there was the Jewish one. There was the Christchurch one.
There was the kids who died in the tragedy in fucking in Tasmania one. There was the female body hair one that got me on Dr. Phil.
That seems not that bad. Of all of the awful things you've done, that seems all right. Female body hair seems like it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal, to be honest. Just shave your pits, ladies. So over those days, there was something like 188,000 people who came over from other accounts who didn't follow me, maybe never heard of me, and their first interaction with me was me telling this horrible shit. And I won't step away from the fact that it is horrible.
Yeah.
It is awful.
That's the point.
It's the worst. That's the point. Mm. And I get that people are mad at me and you might want to fucking stab me and shit, but the fact of the matter is that the real person that I am is not that.
No.
Not even slightly.
No.
And I have a very fucked up mind when it comes to writing comedy.
Yeah.
And that's just me, man.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, do not follow me. Do not come to my shows. Don't be around it.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of people have followed me. When I say a lot, I mean a lot of like the real activists, because a lot of the real angry messages came from people. And I looked at their profiles and everything is they say what part of Aboriginal land they're in.
It's pronouns. Australia.
They've got pronouns. Like they're activists.
Yeah.
And I get that. And a lot of the stuff when it comes to Aboriginal people in this country that we spoke about with Decca last week, like there are some very serious things. Mm. That needed to be addressed 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and still haven't been addressed. I was talking about this with Claire last night. There was a video up from with Dean Widders, who used to play for Parramatta.
The Eels, super sub.
And he was a gun footballer, Indigenous man, and he had some young blokes down from the NT. And these guys were like, they're like, oh, you know, we want to move down here because we're trying to stay away from stealing cars and all this shit. And like that's what they said.
Yeah.
And it just screams to me that these young blokes up there, young women as well, obviously, they don't have access to the education that people in Sydney do. They don't have access to the hospitals that people in Sydney do. And that is a serious, serious problem, a systemic part of that problem. Now, whether if that's systemic racism or that's systemic to that portion of the land, that's probably a fair argument to have or a conversation to have. That's a big issue. Changing the date, something that I'm getting hammered about on fucking Instagram all the time because I'm pro change the date. I just want to fucking have a more connected community. And a part of that connected community is treating everyone like equals. And I would take the piss out of you for having red hair or Gabe for having AIDS, whatever it is, right? In the same vein that I'll take the piss out of my brother because he's an Aboriginal person.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at
it. Yeah. And it's like, the comments we made about people with disabilities and stuff when they get teased at shows, you're including them. It's kind of weird to not.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to not. It's weird to sledge everyone else and then say, no, I won't get you.
But you're a sacred cow. I cannot make jokes about you. And you know, I get that, as I said, I get that people were mad because they saw it out of the context of a comedy show.
And the thing that I also kind of understand when people get pissed off is when I was looking through the comment section, you do get dumb, retard racists who see this and go, fucking oath, give it to them, Butsy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not getting it either. So then you just like, so I understand people go, you can't post this because there's blokes and girls out there that go, that miss the point completely, go, fucking give it to them, Butterfield. It's like, no, I'm not doing that either.
And then, so where do you... What do you do? Should I not make jokes about feminists? Should I not make jokes because there might be sexists out there?
No, right? I want you to give it to them.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, do you not? What about vegans? What if there's some people that are going?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, and I know that obviously this is something they don't have, that Aboriginal people don't have the power of choice like a vegan does. They don't. They're born in as an Aboriginal person. The vegans are not born as Aboriginal. Vegans are not born as vegans.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different argument, but it's the same sort of concept as you don't have control over your audience. And people who know me and watch this, probably the best way to get to know me is to watch this podcast. You know what I'm about, right?
Early tea.
Early
cups
tea.
Cups of tea. Cups early of tea. Dinner.
This is coffee, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So it was full on.
How many death threats can we get a tally?
Fuck, man.
A lot.
What I've learned is people throw death threats out like they're fucking old cigarette butts.
Yeah.
Like, they love them.
Good old-fashioned death threat.
Like the amount of things like, oh, someone was saying, oh, your address is circulating online. That worried me.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not cool. And I don't think any...
That was me that posted it too. Thank you. Probably, I appreciate probably that. Probably a bad time.
I don't think any comedian could tell a joke that's worth a death threat.
No. Like, is any comedian... You know, what's it called when the journos get killed? Like journalists get have any comedian? Yeah, but like there's like an award for the journalists that got, anyway, it doesn't matter. But
it's an award?
No. It doesn't matter. I've had a big day. But is there any comedians that have been killed over a joke?
I don't think so, and I don't want to be the first.
No, it's gonna be the first.
So does that mean you join guys the Patreon. Think that there's not a line in
no
comedy
line.
At all?
No.
Probably white dude saying the N-word is probably...
That's a line.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's... Well, we can all agree that...
Well, so just slurs in general?
So when Michael Richards, Kramer from...
Michael Richards!
Seinfeld, he went on stage and he was yelling the N-word.
Multiple times.
That's different to what I did because I'm going out there to deliberately say offensive humor. Yeah. He's going out there to deliberately harm someone and scream that word. There was a dude, I did a podcast in America that I didn't know I was doing. And I turned up and he goes, oh, I think we should be able to, I think he was probably Italian or something. We were in New York. That's probably racist to say that.
Yeah.
And he's screaming, oh, we should be able to say the N-word. I'm going to say it. And he keeps going, dropping hard R's. Yeah. And I'm there going, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is going to play.
Yeah, the hard R's pretty scary.
I was like, no. I mean, we should be able to say whatever we want, right?
Say that.
But just don't say it. It upsets so many people. Just don't say it. Particularly in the conversation of like just on a podcast.
That you're on.
That I'm on and I've walked into it. I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, it was full on. It was wild to see it happening.
Yeah.
Like see the, like, and yeah, like people, and then you get like people going like, I'm sure you got a lot of messages of support as well as like.
Well, that is the thing. If you
as
look
like
on,
people in the and like it's that's the thing when you post something as gnarly is that you're gonna get both sides of it. People and like people who like the comedy, people who like you say you can't control your audience, but there would be a portion of people there who got it for what it was as well. Yeah. There'd be people who were filthy, people who hate you, people who got it, and then people who you know and everything in between. Like,
and that's fine. That's fine. Just don't fucking send me death threats.
Just and the address. Yeah,
you maybe. Could be Matt.
I'll take your address down from Pinterest. You could be,
yes, thank Pinterest.
I just thought it'd be a different Jesus, place.
That's a bit weird place to put it. Yeah, and I, as I said, I get it. I get why you're angry, but know that this is not from a racist person.
Nah.
And I can say I'm not a racist. Till the cows come home, people aren't going to believe me. Yeah. That's fine. That's your opinion. But I know what type of person I am. I know that my friends know what type of people I am, and I know that a lot of people have been. And I know this is such a fucking like an influencer thing to say. I know a lot of people have been asked to unfollow me, and a lot of people have.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's fine.
It is what it is.
Yeah, they probably weren't going to buy tickets to a show anyway. So.
No, and it's funny to see how many people unfollowed me who I'm friends with.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, really? Like in real life?
Who? This is like well known people who
like Gabe and I.
Like, well, not no, sorry, well known people.
Oh, sorry.
who stood by me between with the Christchurch joke. So yeah. It's okay to make jokes about Muslim people who died. It's okay to make jokes about kids who die in tragedies and all that type of stuff and Jewish people who died in the Holocaust, but this isn't apparently. Yeah, right. So that's an interesting point stance to take on it.
Yeah.
Mate, I won't change.
Nah, we've come this far. You're too deep now.
I know.
it would be worse to like,
yeah.
If you change, then like, yeah, that's worse.
And people are like, oh, well, he just doesn't understand that he's done something wrong. I'm like, yeah. But I don't, because I'm not trying to hurt anyone.
So what I say to my, oi, that's so funny. That's the exact same thing I say to my beautiful partner when I've been out all night. Yeah. And she goes, it's like you don't even think you did anything wrong. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I did. It's honestly the exact same conversation.
I understand.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's
I get up at 5 a.m. She's furious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't see the problem. It's the exact same thing as this.
I and yeah, I don't know. I was a bit pissed about one thing though. Well, there's a few things I was pissed about, but you know how there's the voice referendum coming up?
Is that the voice to parliament?
The voice to parliament for Indigenous people. We had a podcast teed up with them. The vote yes.
Oh, cool.
Because I really wanted to learn about it.
They pulled out.
And they pulled out. I was like, I didn't reply to them. They just said, oh, we can't, you know, be associated with you and whatnot. That's and I was a bit
the people got stuff to lose as well. Like, as in like, or they're, and do you know what I think it is too? They're not going to lose it, but they're concerned. They see what happens to you.
Yeah.
And they're concerned that like, and it's not going to, like no one's going to come for their jobs, but it's just an image thing. If they're seen with you, then they're probably by association have the same view, whatever.
Yeah, they're worried about that. And I understand that.
People who are like trying to achieve whatever.
Yeah.
They're concerned that if they're on a podcast with you or whatever, then that might hamper whatever they're trying to do. Was that something?
What was that, Diggy?
Oh.
She's all right.
Yeah. But I think, you know, and I can kind of understand, you know, like we were supposed to have a high profile guest on today who just signed a new contract at his job, and I was like, maybe we should message him and see if he wants to come on.
He said we'll play it safe and not do it.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? I just was scrolling through my feed yesterday and he just signed a new contract at the place that he works
at. Well, yeah. And I don't want to affect anyone like that. Like, you know, and you can come on here and do this. You're not going to get sacked from your job.
I would hope not.
You own the
job. I did change shirts to my logo.
Really?
No.
But that's fair. I mean,
kinda.
It's fair.
Kinda.
And Gabe's not going to get sacked from his job. You made the.
If anyone's. No, you made the clip.
That's not my clip, mate.
If anyone's safe, it's Gabe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a time. It was a bad time to post that clip. Also,
what'd you post it for?
Trying to shift the blame. You're the producer.
What did you fucking? Yeah, I'm. Listen, this was a.
If anyone wants to direct the hate at anyone,
it's Gabe.
It's producer Gabe.
Not true. People.
Let's circulate his address.
My clips look better than that.
Mm. Oh well, fucking pump more out so I don't have to pay other people to do them.
But just after Australia Day, it was probably bad timing.
Yeah,
people already amped up about the situation.
Is there a good time to post that?
Yeah, well, no. I would say no.
I'm just trying to think of one.
A few people have said that. A few people had said it's bad timing. I mean, I just didn't.
You just did it.
I just did it. I didn't.
No thought went into posting it.
Nah, there wasn't me like, I'm going to get them today. Yeah. Like, that's not
of
me.
Of course not. Yeah.
That's not what I was after. But yeah, as far as the cancellation's concerned, you know, I'm not cancelled. You can say you're going to cancel me all day.
Yeah.
It's not. No. Nah.
It's and I think like you said, like this, so what day? It's Monday when we're recording this.
Yeah.
So it's going to be By the time this podcast comes out, it's probably over.
And I'm
maybe I'm going to put the mocker on it.
No, there'll be a,
no, but you know what I mean.
There'll be a few people that'll, you know, they'll write articles about it and all that type of stuff. But I want,
I've just jinxed it massively.
I don't want it to just. I'm happy for the fucking death threats to be over.
Yeah,
but I'm happy to have these conversations with people.
Yeah,
you know, I want more people, Indigenous people, to come on the show and talk about their problem. If they have a problem with what I said, come and talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't do it like fucking, don't try and kill me like these other cunts wanted to in the comment section, but let's talk about it. And maybe you get to know that I'm not this huge piece of shit, this boogeyman that you see me as. And that will be maybe an eye-opening experience for a lot of people who are so horrified at people making jokes that they think that it's reality.
Mm.
And they do it all the time. They did it with Rogan with that when he...
He was saying the N-word.
He was saying the N-word.
That's worse. That's another thing I was thinking about, because I was like, fuck, this is bad for Buttsy. And then I was like, Rogan said the N-word heaps of times. He's fine.
Mate. He still got his UFC deal.
I was like,
one of the fucking heroes of the people. Do you know who Magna should... You know who Magna
Sabansky.
Have you seen her in blackface? Yeah, she...
Fuck, people love doing blackface.
It was really popular there for
Trudeau?
A while.
Trudeau? Oh, no, he was Hitler. What's his name?
No.
Trudeau. Who's the politician that was Hitler? The Aussie politician just did Hitler.
Oh, Dominic Perrottet.
Yeah.
He was...
I think that's worse.
He was dressed as a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look up Magna Sabansky blackface, she did it, and then no one's fucking calling for her head.
You should cancel.
But she apologised.
Yeah.
So do you think...
Yeah, something like that.
Magna Sabansky, look up blackface. And I love Magna Sabansky. She's gone a bit fucking haywire
she
with
she lost the plot a bit.
The fat phobia and all this type of stuff, but...
You know. But like, did you know another one that I was watching the other day? That's like,
there she is.
Wait, what about
how
Summer Heights?
That.
What about Chris Lilley in Summer Heights High?
Yeah,
he was tonging up. He was tonging us.
Well, someone tweeted this thing.
But didn't Netflix actually take Chris Lilley's shows off? Yeah.
But then look at the thing, like you're saying, they apologize, they caved to the pressure.
But they don't. They're not actually sorry.
Everyone's fucking their Netflix off.
Yeah.
Like the only person they won't cave to is the Chappelle hate. And like Gervais and like the big dog. But like they cave a bit and start posting like crap shows. People are canceling their Netflix accounts in droves.
Yeah. Because this is the thing. It's a vocal minority.
Mm.
The people who are super mad about this, they're vocal and they love being on Twitter and complaining and Instagram and complaining. But the vast majority of people, and if you go to like even the video I put up, talking about it on YouTube. Mm. Have you ever read those? They're all positive. Yeah. And the
it's because Gabe deletes the bad ones.
Oh, so many people saying, stop deleting the comment. I was like, there's too many.
Yeah.
There was so many people who were Indigenous for the weekend, who were completely fine with it. They understand that it's stand-up, it's humour, it's not real, it's pretend. In the same vein that you cannot be angry at a violent movie for being violent because it's not real. It's pretend. You're not going to get angry at the actor if they kill someone on screen.
Yeah. I don't think the race necessarily has anything to do with people being offended about it. Like there'd be like white people that would be just as upset as like Indigenous people. Like I know what you're saying.
It's
like,
down to the individual. It's not like all Aboriginal doesn't people mean like, are mad or white people are mad.
That's what I'm saying is a lot of people are like, you cannot say this, but other Aboriginal people are like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
So, but just because a few say it's okay doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Like,
what if they all said it was okay? Would that make it okay?
No, I'm saying there would still be people offended about it. What race they are doesn't matter if they're offended or not.
Sure, people are offended.
Yeah.
People are going to be offended.
Yeah.
It was the same with all of the other jokes that I've been quote-unquote cancelled for.
Yeah.
You know, people are offended, some aren't. The Christchurch stuff, a lot of Muslim people loved it. A lot of them fucking hated it.
Yeah.
The death threats on that one were a lot worse.
Yeah. Fucking hope they would have been.
They were fucking... What do you mean by that?
Probably a lot more legitimate too.
What do you mean by that, Blue?
The boys can fucking... They're pretty aggressive.
They did.
Yeah.
They wanted...
You've been to fucking Western Sydney? The boys fire up.
There was... There was some interesting ones there, but there was a lot of stuff aimed at Claire too, and I understand that that's sort of like the easy route.
Yeah, that sucks.
So people want to get to me, so they'll go through her like, oh, I hope you fucking miscarry and all this type of shit.
Yeah.
Hectic shit like that.
And she went into bat for you, though.
She did. Yeah. Because she knows who I am. She knows I'm not trying to hurt people. Like, and the fact is that we know people who genuinely feel like that. Like, we all know people in our lives who, like, the, you know, the angry uncle or whatever. Ooh, that hates, yeah, you know, Aboriginal people and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not any of us. And I wouldn't be friends with people who are like that.
It's not fun when the racist mate has a few schooners.
But, and that's the thing. If he made these jokes, you'd be like, fuck, man.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, bro?
Dad, no.
Dad, stop it.
So that's the cancellation.
Somebody commented today and they were like, oh, his father was rich and I bet he's a racist. And
a what? Rich.
Rich and he's you know, I bet, yeah, he was a racist and taught Isaac how to be a racist. I was like, yeah, nah, you don't know my old man. He used to tell me he'd go out with all the brothers to like the Kent on a Thursday or Saturday night in Newey and cut up shapes on the dance floor while all the other white boys were off at the fucking bolo or whatever. He's the furthest thing from fucking racist.
We'll have to get him on the show.
Yeah, probably not so now.
Maybe
give him a couple of weeks.
Let it cool down a little.
Might be the only guest we can land for a while.
Yeah. Well, anyone who was in the comments, it was like, it should just be the boys. It's probably just going to be the boys for a while.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I get that too. Like, whatever. You don't want to be collateral damage. And that's what people do. They there was people saying, oh, we're going to go through all the venues he's going at. Like, they were going at the Comics Lounge in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Because they've had me on there. And they wanted the Comics Lounge to come out and say he's banned. And then they're like, oh, we win.
Yeah.
If a comedy spot did that, that'd be game over for him.
Well, there was...
The amount of shit that comics say. Like, there was
a great thing posted on like one of Shane Gillis's like fan pages the other day that I'm obviously a member of. But it was like a comedy page that tweeted... A comedy club, sorry, somewhere in like Minnesota, yeah, or whatever. And they were like, we are, like many people find Shane Gillis's comedy homophobic, transphobic, and he's not welcome at our venues. Well, and then someone's posted a photo of that comedy store and it's completely closed out of business. Good. Like 6 months later. So it's like you say, like, that's what people go there for.
So
they go there to see people say horrendous things.
Yeah.
Not always, but like that, if you like that style of comedy, but that's what you're paying like. For.
That's the humor. That's what you like.
Dave Chappelle played at Kudos Bank last night. We didn't go.
I know.
We should have gone. You're not going to any events anytime soon. So we should have gone last night.
Yeah. It is a shame that people get angry. And as I said in the video that I posted, I don't want anyone to be like sad.
No.
You know,
not the point. It's the opposite of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's literally the opposite.
Because in the moment when you're in the crowd, and this is what posting shit on social media loses.
Yes.
It loses the feeling of being in a theater. Mm. And you could be sitting there, whatever color you are, whatever gender you are, and I'm screaming at you that I want you to die.
Yeah.
And you know that it's not real. It's pretend. Like, I say heinous shit. Like, I've told people to go kill themselves, all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
on stage.
Have 10 schooners and drive home. It's a good one I've heard you say a few times.
I think it's a Louis C.K. Comeback.
Who also got cancelled.
For
masturbating.
Yeah. And he's fine.
He's fine. He just sold out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
He's all good.
He's doing good, bro.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not going to apologize.
I think you made that clear.
Yeah.
That's just not me.
Yeah.
And I also feel like you shouldn't apologize, because then if you apologize once, then you're just going to... And it doesn't mean anything.
You're not sorry for making a joke.
No.
Yeah, you're not sorry for making a joke.
If they think that's bad and you apologize, and they're just going to find you've said heaps of fucked up shit.
But I'll continue to do that.
I
did it before I was a comedian.
Yeah. We all do. That's part of like...
But this is what's weird is it's like other comics, they pretend like they're like... And maybe this is the problem in Australia, and the difference with Australia and American audiences is in Oz, we're very like... We're protected from the more offensive brand of comedy.
Yeah.
Like, we only really see it on building sites and stuff.
Yeah.
But And in America, they're used to these type of comedians like Patrice O'Neill, even in America, in England, Jimmy Carr,
yeah,
Frankie Boyle, those type of guys.
Frankie Boyle's ruthless.
He's hectic, right?
Yeah.
So we're only used to in Australia the guys that are clean enough to go on the Melbourne Comedy Festival roadshow, and because they're very they're proactive in how they try to make it extremely diverse. You got to have one lady who's gay and bi and trans, and then you got to have one guy that's a skinny this thing and that thing, and you're not sort of getting the type of comedians that I like there and a lot of other people like, and that's fine. You might not want to be offended when you go to a comedy show, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone likes scary movies or metal music.
Yeah.
Just don't, you don't want to, if you don't like, this is what, like some people were, who were trying to get me canceled are now following me on Instagram. I saw that. I was like, that's like going to the gym and hating heavy metal music and sitting there listening to heavy metal the whole time and wondering why you're pissed off.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It is pretty easy to be like, I don't like that. I'm not. Like, there's heaps of stuff I don't like on Instagram. It would be stupid to follow it and then like whinge about it.
Why would you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. But that's like, that was the biggest takeaway I got from it, was going through the comments and being like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, people are, like, even if I felt so mad about something that I saw online, I wouldn't comment on, like, no. You suck. I would just be like, fuck this guy and unfollow him and then be done with
it. Be done with it.
Like, these people are spending fucking a fair bit of time, like, going to war.
There,
like,
was one guy who I kept getting notifications that he was commenting on it, and he was on there for like 3 days arguing with people. I was like, you're crazy, man.
It's like, just like, it's you
must have much better to do.
But what are you arguing about?
Yeah.
Like, you're arguing with people who are,
yeah,
either defending me or genuinely horrible people that you're arguing with. You're not going to fucking, I don't know. It's
wild.
How's this cancellation quote compared to the first time it happened? Do you feel like you handled it better? Was the first time like more scary?
The first time was the Jewish one. And that was a bit of a whirlwind, yeah, because it was the first time. And I was having all these articles written about me, and there was articles in like the Jewish news and all this shit, and they carried on with some shit.
Who's they?
the Jewish media. It was the JM.
Don't say Jewish media.
But it was
JM.
It was the Israel Times. It was
Lexicon. That is the only time it's okay to say Jewish media.
It was genuinely.
If it's the Israel Times,
look up Israel Times. Israel Times.
Then that's okay to call it Jewish media.
Because it was the Jewish media.
When Kanye was like, okay, JM.
Look, Netflix drops The Times of Israel.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's fine.
J Post. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's, you can call that Jewish media. That's fine. Maybe that's what Kanye was talking about.
Yeah.
What he was saying, the JM.
Maybe that's exactly, he was talking about that one. Netflix drops Aussie comics.
Well, obviously they're not going to think it's funny.
You know what annoyed me? This is 2019. Last month, Isaac Butterfield asked his audience members at the Melbourne Comedy Festival to imagine the joy of the people when they heard the Jews were sent to the gas chamber. I never said that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a lie.
So that's just fully...
That was completely misquoted. And I'm pretty sure in the video where I said, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't actually... Get the fucking ad blocker off.
The JM. Always just... money.
was that asking for to subscribe?
I think it was an ad, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Just the JM at it again.
That's Josh Nelson.
Daily Blues up next. Yeah.
What about
imagine the joy. I never said that in the show.
I'm sure you did.
But I know what the show was. That's what annoyed me more. What I said was I was talking about vegan people, and I was like, oh, you know, I had a vegan at a show recently. He's like, hey, if you got to know me, maybe you'd know that vegan people are good people. I was like, that's like a Jew in 1942 turning up at Auschwitz going, hey, if you get to know me, maybe you'd, right? And so they've misquoted me. But then I did fuck up. Like, this was bad because this lady messaged me and she was like, oh. And because I had a lot of young dudes there. I remember it was at the Australian something. Oh, I don't know what the theater was called. It was something. Anyway, a lot of young dudes there for one night. For their bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
It was like 30 like young Jewish kids.
For a bar mitzvah? Who goes to see you for a bar mitzvah?
I don't know. Mazel tov, I guess. And they were all, it was all cool. They loved the jokes. And I sound like Donald Trump then. They love the jokes. Very funny.
They love them. I'm a funny guy. Love the Jews.
And
Jewish, the guys love me.
And they said to me, they were fine. But then this one lady emailed me and she said, it was disgusting, you know, you're horrible. And I was just about to go on stage, so I was sort of fired up and I replied with, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the oven. Now, that was not great.
Yeah.
It would have been hilarious on stage, but it was bad because she was just at home copping that email.
Yeah. So that would have been funny to go out and tell it on stage.
Which I did. Which I did.
Well, that's good.
For the rest of the tour. But yeah, to say it to her wasn't really cool. But, and then they went after that.
But like, it's not like, I also don't, you hammered her there, right? She messaged you first.
And she hammered me in the message, like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, so it's like, if you're going to dish it out, then.
It was on.
Then shut the fuck, like, you can't, oh, you fucking got me. It's like, yeah, well, you started it. Like,
what do you think was going to happen, mate? I'm not gonna reply and go
cop it.
No, you're right. I am a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then the other time was there was a couple others in between, but there was the Christchurch massacre, which I did that show. I did that show 96 times in.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Six different countries. Never had one complaint. I even did it in Christchurch. Had a fucking round of applause, an applause break.
Yeah.
I did two shows at Christchurch, both times applause breaks after the joke.
Yeah.
And then a fellow got a hold of it after I post, or after it was went out on Amazon Prime, and because I'm a big deal, not big enough for Netflix apparently.
No,
they actually said that my show was too Australian to go on Netflix.
Too Australian,
yeah.
I guess fair enough.
That was the feedback.
There'd be a lot of references that only Aussies would get.
That was the feedback we got about the anti-hero show.
Yeah,
and the anger after that Christchurch joke was...
It's because...
It was on. I had 60,000 DMs.
Wow.
What percentage were death threats?
120%.
Yeah. but that's the thing. Like, I know, like, everyone says context. But, like, people were there at the show and were like, that was mad. Great work. But then you see that out of context in a fucking 40-second clip.
I get it.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, like, someone shares it and goes, this is racist. And then you see the 40-second clip and you go, yeah, it is pretty fucking racist.
Yeah.
You watch that and go, fuck, man, that's pretty fucking racist.
Yeah.
But if you were sitting there at the show and you heard the whole build up with the cake and I'm going to say some fucked up shit now, are you ready? This is what you all came here for. Going to say something fucking crazy. And you say something crazy, everyone's like, fuck, that's loose. That's what it's for.
Well said,
but when you see that, when you see that little clip that someone shared, going, have a go at this piece of shit, and you see you say those things, you go, fucking hell, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You're going to get that reaction. Context, yeah. But that's fucking gay. I'm sick of hearing context this and context that. And
the context was,
yeah,
it was a comedy show.
Yeah, it's a comedy show, and you was building up to say something fucked up, and you did it.
And I've also in the show said a lot of fucked up things.
Yeah,
as it is.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the Aboriginal joke the bottom layer? Wasn't that like the first thing you said?
No, the first one we didn't even post.
Oh, okay.
Because it's too hectic. No, it was about.
It was about disabled. No, I have no idea.
JM.
No, it was the JM. And you can't post that because you'll get cancelled.
The bottom layer was about trying to like just ease people into it. It was about I got Gran for a birthday a frangipani tree, and I said, where do you want me to put it in the garden? She said, next to the natives. I said, Gran, they're called First Nations people, right? And then I go, and why are they in your shed? Right? Don't laugh. It's not funny.
I won't be clipping that.
Yeah.
No, but that's...
Well, you should just clip everything bad.
Yeah. I just make it safe.
So that was the bottom layer.
Yeah,
That offensive. It's a fucking...
Don't tell the whole joke again.
It's a wordplay. And then it gets progressively don't do worse. Right?
Nah. Yeah, it's like... But it just... I don't know. There's a lot about that that annoyed me. Like about the whole thing that happened.
And then after that, I go into this whole spiel.
Shut up!
About the main people that get offended by that is white people. They're the main people that get offended by that.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. And as if that isn't cultural appropriation to be offended on behalf of other people, on behalf of another culture.
Yeah.
So that was the whole point of the bit. And anyway, I'm not going to explain the bit anymore. It's said. It's been said. It's been.
You didn't get it.
Beaten to death. If you didn't get it, if you thought it was the worst thing ever, then
hop on social media, jump in his DMs, send it.
Yeah, let me know your thoughts.
How I do get interested to know how genuinely, like, how do you feel? Because I got like almost anxious on behalf of you. Because I know you're an anxious, dude. Anyway, so
I'm a mess as it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like. Ooh, like when people were messaging me, like I said, no one had a go at me. But when I was getting messages of this comment thread, people going like, "Fuck you, Butterfield," blah, blah, I was like, "Fuck, how is he doing?" Like, well, this is, and then I was like, "Oh, he's probably been
I'm pretty used
times.
To it."
Yeah, but does it like rattle you? Like, how do you feel?
I mean, I don't feel great about it. The only worrying part is when people say they're going to fucking bash you when they see you. Like, that obviously worries me.
Generally, people who say that aren't going to do it. It's the people who don't say it you should probably worry about.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Someone who tells you they're going to flog you, you're just like, you would have done it already.
Whatever, so, mate. Yeah. There was one that said...
And I'm not goading anyone to do it.
No, please don't.
No, I'm not trying to call anyone.
There was one dude...
I'm not calling anyone who said it as soft cock.
There was one dude that said, if this was... Me and my mates, we would have bashed him with a we would have killed him with a hammer. Killed him with a hammer.
Yeah, that's not
and
good.
And I was like, fuck, man. Like, that's pretty hectic.
Yeah. But, like, again, anyone who – I don't know. Anyone who's taking the time to say that sort of stuff's probably got more issues going on than fucking – than the clip. Sorry, mate, I was all boring.
No, I was just asking Claire for some water. I'm very thirsty.
So you never like feared for your career during any of your cancellations?
Maybe on the first one a little bit.
Yeah.
But not really. Like, what have I really done something that bad that I cannot be seen anymore?
I don't know. Find out when you fucking try and sell the next tour. Yeah.
Well, even my old man said to me, he said, well, you can't he told me this months ago. He's like, you can't really be cancelled unless you do something like
physically go to jail. Like, Andrew Tate's been cancelled. Because he's in jail.
Yeah. I mean, you can be deplatformed.
Yeah.
But even then, that seems to make people more popular.
Yeah. It does.
And people are like, you know, they go after the venues and stuff. And even then, like.
But the venues, if they got half a brain, know that people are going to pay to come and see this bloke.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't let you in, then.
Hello, Clary. You're all right. Just make a run for it. Sorry. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Get out. Yeah. Like, they know that. It's detrimental for them to not have you there because, you know what I mean? It's tickets they're not getting. It's bar sales they're not getting.
And I remember when the Christchurch thing happened, there were one of the theatres where I was performing at, they had all these threats of a fucking riot or something out the front. And they were like, oh, we're not worried. It's not going to happen. No one's going to turn up. And no one did.
No, of course not. They just like, they're trying to scare tactics.
Yeah. And I get it. If you're so, they're so passionate about this and rightfully so, it's a big issue, but don't take it up with a fucking comedian.
Yeah. Nah. He's going to make jokes.
Now let's talk. Let's move on because fuck, I'm going to fucking top myself. there's talk of a trout.
Yeah.
Can we explain this trout video? So, I haven't seen it.
Again, I'm getting old. I'm a little bit out of touch, but you know, like when you start seeing a couple of memes pop up,
yep.
you obviously haven't seen the source. Mm. So that was happening to me. I was seeing like in a few like punters club things and like just
this is fat lady's
I
face.
I was just getting a fat lady's face and like people like all these jokes and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fucking hell is this?
You send them death threats because you didn't
get it? I said, I don't get this and I don't fucking like it.
Oh.
Now we're going to watch this. This is the video that's from, we probably. You guys aren't going to see this.
Did you just put that out there?
It'll be gone for the people who aren't on Patreon.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing that might fuck it up. So if you saw that on Patreon, good on you.
Apologies, sorry.
For a split second.
But Jesus. Yeah, we're going to react to this live. Now, I've seen it briefly, but I'm going to have another look. And you haven't seen it at all. So
what do we got here? We're on a boat?
This is all the head that I kept seeing in the memes.
Okay, so it's this lady's on a boat.
Have we got...
Make it big. What does she say?
Oh,
put your headphones on.
Oh, yeah. Pause it. I don't want to see it without...
Hey!
Go back. So we've got a lady that looks like she's probably, what, 50, 52? Looks like she's on maths.
Ones. Yeah, keep yarning. I'm just going to make sure it's going to come through your headphones.
Maybe 60. I can hear her.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So what did this go viral on?
Just seen it everywhere.
It's one of them ones that, like, you know, the boys group chat starts sending around. None of any mine did, which is like why I hadn't seen it.
Men.
And then someone did.
I can't hear her.
Yeah, I can't. I said way before, cut.
Okay, we'll go back. Make sure. It, oh, hey. Okay, so she's. Oh, my God. Okay, so she's. Her man who's filming this has got a fish inside her cunt.
Yep.
He's twisting it. Is it alive? Yuck.
That's a tough watch.
Ah, oh, she's laughing. She's like, yes.
Oh, God. Oh. That makes me sick.
And she's. Oh, not little butthole. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. Gross.
Yeah, I didn't get this far into it.
So she's...
Wait, well, it gets worse, Bluey.
No. How?
How does it get worse? She's got a whole fish
in I saw the second video.
Okay, oh, so it cut off.
Hang on. There's a second video.
Nah, I don't think so.
Not next to it. Next to it. There was a second video next to it, Gabe.
I think that's just like...
Or was it a screenshot?
Yeah.
So there's the same couple in a different video.
Can we find the different video?
Oh, my God. This is so hard to navigate.
Just that one. That's a 41-second video, and the other one's a 40-second video, 44-second video. It's a different video.
No, it's the same video. That's just a screenshot. What more do you want?
Hold on. Maybe this will show the dodgy bit that I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it's a new video.
I don't need to see anymore.
I need to see this.
No, there's nothing more that happened between he just keeps inserting a fish into his vagina.
So how big is the fish? This is like a fish, probably a 25-centimeter fish.
Has he got a brag mat anywhere nearby that he can show us?
Oh, it flipped out. Oh, my God. So her cervix now, is coming out of her vagina.
We're not getting the audio, but he is saying things along the line, oh, this is why they're so fishy. At the start, she goes, good. Oh, it's in my mussy. This is it.
Now he's eating her out.
Yeah. Okay, you were right. That is a bit I was looking for.
Oh, I'll stick the fish back in. Bluey's going pale over there. Oh, my God. Now, that's worthy of getting cancer. Well,
I believe the police are looking for them.
Are they?
Yeah. That's fucked up. What do you think of that, Bart? How's that compare?
I've seen some pretty fucked up things on the internet. That's not that bad. Have you seen One Man, One Jar?
Oh, no.
Jar Squatter.
Is that the one that goes...
Have you not seen it?
I don't want to watch it. I hate... Don't.
You have to watch One Man, One Jar. You made me watch Fish Flips.
I didn't make you watch it.
You said... it was in the fucking show notes that apparently Gabe sends us now.
I like that he sends a show notes.
Sorry.
No, it was good. I like it. One Man, One Jar, please, Gabe. Do not show the people, please.
All right.
Yeah, so this is One Man, One Jar. Let me set it up. Can you not look at the screen while we're doing this?
I'll do it down here and I'll bring it up so you guys.
Yeah, you do it down there, baby. So One Man, One Jar is a beautiful image, well, video of a
The website's called Seagull.
Seagull.
Yeah. Seagull.
Oh, it's not up there. Right?
Seagull Run. Run, Gore, Run. And basically what he does is he lubes up a jar, like a jam jar, squats over it in the nude, and then sticks it up his ass. That's all it is, man.
I don't want to watch this.
I've had
a big day at work. I don't need to fucking do this. I come to record this podcast to unwind as a creative outlet to unwind with you boys, get a bit of stuff off my chest.
Imagine if
have a yarn about what's going on, and I'm about to watch this.
Imagine if there was like a
I don't want to watch it.
Oh, what? No. That's going to shatter.
What do you mean shatter? It's not going to shatter.
I can't watch it. Oh, no. Yuck, turn it off.
No, watch it. Keep going. Ready? Watch. Watch.
You're making me sick.
It broke.
Oh, I can't it broke. Watch it. And turn
now,
it off.
Now the blood. So the blood. The blood's
turn
coming
it
out.
Off.
Bluey's walking off.
Imagine if you were like a news service who's written an article about me and they're like, so they just, he discussed the cancellation on his podcast and then they watched One Man, One Jar.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
So that was worse than the trout in Bluey's books, obviously.
So what's next? Do we watch
no
meat Spin?
Oh, the Pain Olympics.
The B&E Pain Olympics. Yeah, let's get a whiskey going or something. Why don't we open, do you want to open that one? Ricky down the road gave me that for Christmas.
Thanks, Ricky.
You want to go get a couple of glasses?
Nah, just use these. I'll just...
Fuck me. Never, ever, ever, ever want to see that again. That was making me gag.
The ice is upstairs, but we go without ice?
Yeah.
Whiskey neat.
need a drink after that.
This looks nice. What's this? This is Teeling whiskey, single grain Irish.
So should the people at home Google that Bluey? Or
yeah, go and watch One Man, One Jar for sure.
That's
if you're angry at me still, watch One Man, One Jar. It'll divert
you. Yeah, I've completely forgotten about what you said.
Yeah, after that. Maybe I should just post that.
Anyway, here's One Man, One Jar.
Jesus Christ. That was fucking horrendous.
It's bad, isn't it?
So
yeah, it breaks and all this glass. I remember first time I saw it, I felt so sick.
Yeah, I just did. That was
surely the first time you saw that was in like high school, right? Or something like that.
No, I saw that just out of high school.
Okay.
Someone was talking about it on a podcast. I think they were talking about it on Rogan or something.
I like the cups. Mum and Dad show cups.
Mum and Dad show cups. They're great. Yeah, being clear on it.
Yeah. Little pewter mug.
Talking about, and I'll probably wrap the podcast up here.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I just
you're hungry.
Yeah. You just got a drink.
Yeah.
Party's just starting.
Okay, cool. I've been working on something outside of just trying to stay alive.
Yeah.
And that is the Average Man series.
Yeah.
The first one's coming out very soon. And one that we've been working on in the background is a nutrition and cardio and recovery episode. Part of that is working with a doctor in Sydney about and looking at how food affects us. So I'm back on the keto diet.
Back on it.
Back on it. I asked Gabe this in the Mum and Dad show. What body fat percentage do you think I am?
I wouldn't have a clue, but if I had to guess, I would say somewhere 15%, 20%.
24.
There you go.
Which I was really shocked by because my...
You're a quarter fat.
I know. It's an outrage.
That's fucking embarrassing.
I know. I'm 107 kilos.
So you've got 26, 28 kilos of fat on you.
Yeah, it's fucked.
So 28 kilos. That sounds like a lot.
Doesn't it?
I'm terrified to think what I would be.
But that's me. Train every day, cardio 3 days a week, and I eat relatively healthy. Stiff drinks.
Stiff drink. I need to get that fucking image out of my head.
Do you want some more?
No, I've got to drive. I've got to go home and jam a jar up my ass.
What's that old joke? What's the difference between marmalade and jam? You can't...
Can't marmalade.
You can't marmalade your cock on a girl's ass.
I like that.
So anyway, we're looking at how food affects the body, all that type of shit. And I'm talking to this guy and he's a low-carb sort of guy.
Yeah.
And sort of how I eat my diet usually when I'm on a cut. So that's what I'm doing at the moment, cutting back down. Like to be around 100 kegs. That's nice. Pretty lean for me. Anyway, so I go and get all these blood tests. So we talk about it on Zoom, and he orders about a fuck ton of tests.
Was it liver? I thought you were going to say test.
Like test. I said, give me a fuck ton of tests.
It was Liver King.
We are testing Dr. King.
Yeah.
Bri balls.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been to you've probably had a blood test before. They take like what, a couple of vials, yeah, maybe two or three.
When you get STI checks, you do blood and urine.
So they were
going for the clap.
They were going to take 12 tests, 12 vials of blood.
Leave some for you.
Yeah, I know.
Save some for me, Doc.
So
is he fucking Dr. Acula?
Unfortunately, Dr. Acula.
That's not my joke. That's great. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'd had a big night the night before. We did a ghost hunt.
Yeah.
In Sydney.
Big night on the piss?
No. Just got home real late.
Went to bed after 10 o'clock.
I went to bed at 2 o'clock and I got up at 8 o'clock to go and get a blood test. Thank you. Hadn't had much water. And so vial number 7 gets drawn and I'm sitting there.
Did you go down?
And I start going, oh, God.
Did you hit the deck?
Everything starts coming in.
Oh, no.
And I start getting cold and I can't see.
Like the trash compactor on Star Wars.
It's all coming in. And then I just lean back.
Did you go down?
And I'm out.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting
in this
chair.
That's a lot of blood to take.
And I am out.
How long were you out for?
Well, I wasn't completely out. I was just back and couldn't move.
People who were pissed off at you for that clip will be
happy to hear this.
Yeah. Happy to hear this. I nearly died.
And so I pass out. I can still remember it all. So I don't know if I passed out completely, but I was fucked. I was so fucked. And the two ladies, Jody, who's a real legend, she works at the local blood spot. And because we're there with Claire's pregnancy quite a bit, we've become friends. And she's like, she's talking me through it. She's like, just breathe, you'll be fine. You'll be, but you think you're dying.
Yeah.
But you think death is here.
Yeah.
And then the other lady comes running in, they're picking me legs up to put them on a fucking chair. And,
recovery position.
No, I was sitting down. So I was just laying in this chair back. Just cannot move. It was horrifying. And then I get up eventually and I'm like, they're like, are you all right to walk? And then like I go, yeah, I'm all right to walk. And my first step goes like completely sideways. And I'm down on a bed. And in the morning, that morning, Claire goes, oh, I'll come with you. I'll come with you. I said, nah, come on. You're pregnant. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning. She said, no, just in case anything happens.
What's going to happen?
It's a lot of tests. I was like, don't be silly. I'll be fine. So I send her a selfie. Oh, Gabe, I'll send you the selfie.
Fuck, that's funny. So Claire wasn't there?
Nah, she was filthy.
Oh, she would have been like, fuck.
She was
butterfooled.
That's exactly what she said. When I got home, she was standing out the front with her hands on her hips with the shits.
Butterfooled.
I'll find you the photo, Gabe.
Oh, what, have you fainted?
This is me afterwards.
I want to see you fainted.
fuck. It was fucking scary, though. I thought I was dying.
Mum fainted at a wedding once. She was on like painkillers and she had like three glasses of champagne.
Just getting on the sauce.
Yeah, well, she was drinking and she was on painkillers and she went down like in the middle of the ceremony.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I was quite drunk myself. I was like, don't worry about her. She's drunk.
She was fine. And she was fine?
She was fine.
Well, apparently it's, you know, you're going to be all right. It's just scary at the time.
We went to get our needles. This is years and years ago. My ex-partner, and she fainted when she got her needles.
Really?
We're going to Bali. And I was like, get up. What are you doing?
This is me.
You're embarrassing me.
It was embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Apparently, it's a lot of dudes, like big dudes who go down.
Big lot of testosterone, big cocks. I reckon if you've got a big cock, you're faint.
You're going.
That's why I've never fainted.
That's why I keep fainting.
That's why you faint.
I'm still fainting now. I'm feeling faint at the moment.
Oh, it's all, the walls are closing in.
Oh, my God. So this is that's what I said to Claire. It's just me going. So I messaged her and I was like, hey, don't be mad, but I just fainted. And then I sent her this one of me, and this is the lady in the background. So I sent the message to the doctor. I was like, thanks, mate, for all those blood. See the big thing of blood, like all the vials?
Fucking take it easy on the Butterfield blood.
I did get some jelly beans, though. That was nice.
You fucking want more than jelly beans? They took that much blood off you.
And then so I messaged the doctor. I was like, fucking hell, mate. That's what I literally said, because he's a good dude. I said, fucking hell, mate. You really killed me today. He goes, oh, did you video it? I said, no, I didn't. I was by myself. He goes, spewing.
That would be funny to like video it and then just drop the phone on your head. Like, fuck.
I would have videoed if Claire was there.
Talking about doctors, Gabe, in his show notes, had a interesting...
because you're getting good at throwing to shit.
Note. Good segue, hey. Great that's segue. My radio days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a segue. Yeah. Sometimes I throw to Claire on the Mum and Dad show and she's like,
yeah. Oh, shit, it's me. You used to have to do segues all the time. You'd be like, Brisbane Broncos playing the Knights this weekend. Hey, speaking of Brisbane, we've got Powderfinger up in two songs' time.
Are they from Brisbane, are they?
They are. Oh, I believe so. I fucking said it a lot of times. Oh, yeah, so no, I hope so. So speaking of doctors, Australia's going to allow prescription MDMA and psilocybin for treatment-resistant mental illness. Now, if you've got half a brain out there, you're just going straight to a doctor and going, the meds aren't working, I need the MD. That's what I'll be doing.
So this is...
It's funny that they've got a photo of white Mitsubishis there.
Is that what they are?
That's an ecstasy tablet called a white Mitsubishi.
Gotcha.
That's not the MDMA that... I don't think that's the MDMA they're talking about.
Yeah, clickbait, right?
But I don't think so. I fucking hope it is, but I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure if you just... Oh, what's... the photograph Whamsicott and Alney. So that would be... They're crediting that photo. I don't know what that's...
What's Whamsicott and Alney? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. That's just what they're...
That's crediting. A white Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
And that's a white Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi.
How many of those have you had in your time, Blue?
Oh.
None.
Not specifically white Mitsubishis. There was a... Because you can't get Jerry Springers anymore.
Pingers,
yeah.
Why not?
The old Gary. Well, because they're just not... No, I don't know. To. It's just not... Back when...
Them being the tablets, right?
Yeah. Like a good pressed stinger. You can't get anymore.
Is it because it's a lot easier just to make caps?
Well, I think... I'm assuming... drug raids, I'm assuming they take a lot of the pill presses because I don't think those things are
easy. And a pill
press
would be like 100K or something.
I couldn't tell you. I'm sitting next to one in your garage, but I couldn't tell you what that costs.
Merch.
Yeah.
Bikies.
You should see like pingers with your head on them. Like,
Butterfields.
Know, like the like blue Butterfields.
Yeah.
That would be merch. Blue Butterfields.
Oh, yeah.
We should do our own line of ecstasy tablets.
We should. I think.
Oh, my God.
I believe
that would be great merch.
If they legalize MDMA, we'll do our own line of
blue Butterfields.
Blue Butterfields.
And it's like a blue pill with like the beard, like that's on all your merch.
I love that.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
So
anyway, this is
People with resistant treatment, who are resistant to treatment of things like depression, like severe depression.
Yeah,
they have
like your SSRIs and stuff. Like you,
so
something
what you would use, an antidepressant, a selected serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Yeah,
Joe Butterfield. Not just a racist, intelligent too.
He's a smart racist. This one.
People will use that to try and treat depression, and oftentimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean,
so they'll add more things, they'll add different things, but this is something that they may use. So MDMA is basically pure ecstasy. And the word ecstasy basically, from what I remember, just means like really happy, pleasant, all that type of stuff. So the idea is to fill your brain, I imagine, with this particular chemical, much like with an antidepressant, allowing you to feel happier.
Yeah, so you've got something highlighted there.
I imagine people are microdosing this.
Yeah, well, I mean,
specifically authorized pharmacists will be able to, psychiatrists, sorry, will be able to prescribe MDMA for post-traumatic stress disorder and psilocybin for treatment resistant depression.
And psilocybin's okay. Magic mushies.
Yes. So, and so the psilocybin would be microdosing it to a point where you can effectively get over the issue. If you are having post-traumatic stress, let's say you go through a car accident, you see someone who you love die, maybe having or even if you're a paramedic and you see someone die in front of you,
or like a racist clip on Instagram, or
if you
something.
See a racist clip on Instagram, you need to just, and you cannot get over it. After you send the death threats, obviously you microdose on this, and it allows you to process the problem.
Yeah.
So I guess that's maybe
I don't know.
They look at it.
I've only had macro doses. I don't know much.
So
it's interesting because like obviously like anyone who's dabbled in MDMA before knows that, like how you feel when you're on it, and then
that's
you feel the opposite of fucking
depression.
You feel pretty fucking depressed after you had it.
Yeah,
well, like after if you had a big. But obviously, I don't think they're taking a 10-pack to fucking. I don't think these guys are talking about taking a 10-pack to field day.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I don't know if doctors like they will come in the week before into the office and bury them in the ground, and then they come along and pick them out. I'm not sure if that happens.
Take six of these, stay up for 2 days. Drink fucking 60 vodka cruisers.
Yep.
And go and see Calvin Harris.
And we'll see you then.
And we'll talk next week.
That'd be great for Calvin Harris.
Yeah, you'd be pretty fucking depressed though.
But yeah, they reckon that the way to beat that depression the next day is with 5-HTB.
What's
5-HTP was 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan or something like that. 5-HTP. Gabe, can you look up 5-HTP?
Is that like 5 hot tomato pies or something? 5-HTP.
5-HTP.
Yeah.
5-L-droxy-L-tryptophan, 5-hydroxy-L-tryptophan, something like that. 5-hydroxy-tryptophan. Yeah. It basically is a natural way, rather than if you're taking SSRIs, it's something about it makes it easier for your brain and the synapses to hold onto serotonin, the chemical that makes you feel good. So you can, if you are someone who is depressed, anxious, and you don't want to go on pharmaceuticals, 5-HTP is a supplement you can buy.
Tell you a genuine thing, like, try. I know we talk about it all the time, but like, because I like not at the moment, but like, I drink and fucking dabble in narcotics,
drugs,
smoke crack, and
killing it.
No, but like, mate, and like, I did used to get quite anxious years and years ago. And I don't know if it's just because I'm older and I've blunted all the receptors. No, I won't. I've got to drive. I'm still thinking about that fucking jar though. But I don't know if I'm still like, if I've blunted all my
this
receptors.
Bottle out of your ass?
That's Patreon exclusive. I'm gonna squat on the table and get that up my ass.
Boys do.
Mate, like diet, exercise, and getting enough sleep does so like and not taking drugs and drinking does so much for your anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people,
funnily enough,
a lot of
like,
people's anxiety and depression is self-induced.
Not everyone, because it's a human emotion.
Mm.
It is a very human emotion to get anxious, and people go like, oh, I'm anxious, I've got anxiety. It's like, to a degree, there's obviously fucking people that have severe issues with it. But it's a very human emotion to get anxious, and you can like mediate it by and like putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Like, do it, and then do it again, and then by the third, like when I did stand up that first time, I was fucking terrified, very scared the second time.
By the way,
yeah, I know it's on Tuesdays. It's not a good night for me. I do need to do it.
I used to go after footy training.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I was gonna. The guys messaged me. They're really nice guys.
They're good dudes.
We got to get Benny McLennan on the show.
Yeah.
Let's get him in next week.
Let's check.
He's unfollowed you.
Imagine if Benny was like, "No, Benny's from Curry, mate. He's fine with the clip."
Yeah, he wrote him for me, actually.
Benny's from Curry. He's sweet.
We should have Benny on the show.
Yeah, Benny he'd be good fun. He's got a good yarn. He's got a good story too.
Does he?
Yeah. He's got a couple of kids with some issues and stuff. He's
get him on the MDMA. You reckon?
Yeah, they need psilocybin, magic mushrooms. You ever done mushrooms, Gabe? You ever done mushrooms?
Yeah.
I've never done it, mate.
I had a good experience and I had a bad experience.
Yeah, I think you can have bad ones.
What was the bad experience?
Oh, just was up in my head. Just felt like I was, like, it was very negative. It was just, I just felt very negative about myself and I couldn't sleep. And yeah.
What was it? What was negative about it?
I don't know. Just my life at the time. Like I just couldn't grasp onto anything positive. It was very weird. I was in a weird spot in my life at the time anyway, which was probably a lot to do with like how drugs affect you, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. Even smoking weed and stuff.
I think the psilocybin can often, and anything that is, anything that allows you to look at yourself with introspection.
Yeah, hair.
Yeah, bro, I got the words.
Nice.
Can scare you. And if you're in a bad spot in your life, oftentimes that might be able to just really fuck with you. But a lot of people microdose with mushrooms now and that's how they sort of.
Buy baby bibs.
Little ice bath today.
Grab yourself a butt stinks baby bib. Great to mop up messes. Sorry about that, Blue.
That's all right, mate. Obviously, I'm covered in dirt.
Can you bring a two towel down, please?
Sorry about that. I'll put the cubes in me whiskey. That's probably a smart move.
So didn't like the mushies game.
I did, and then
one time didn't.
Yeah, and then it kind of put you off them.
Yeah.
For a good while if you have one bad trip on it.
Yeah, Bluey spilled his water, Claire.
Sorry, Clary. I know.
I have mates that love him.
Yeah. You ever smoke much weed?
I used to smoke a lot of weed.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Not much to do where you're from.
No, there's not. Not in town with that.
Did you smoke that weed I got you for Christmas, Isaac?
No, my brother came over and took it.
Oh, you said that.
He did end up getting it.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Isaac should get baked for the show, though.
I think
I'd do that for sure.
I think we should get maybe a Patreon exclusive.
The bake
one week.
The bake episode.
We'll have to do it at like.
Or we could just get mega high.
We'll have to do it at like midday, though.
You'll have to talk to my wife.
She'll be fine.
Well, see if you're allowed to smoke a bit of weed.
She will crack it.
Why?
Because she's not a drug dealer.
She doesn't have to sell
it. Sell it to us.
She doesn't have to sell it to us.
She's not a drug dealer.
We should smoke pot.
She's not a drug dealer, mate. She won't allow it. Thank you for cleaning that up.
That's all right. He just
texted Claire, if the boys ask, tell them I can't smoke weed.
I like weed. It makes me feel nice.
Does it?
Oh.
I love eating. I love getting high and eating.
Oh.
Really chowing down.
What are we going to do this
year? Pumping the body
fat. We've got to do an event. We need to have the long lunch. We need to organise that.
Yeah, long lunch would be good.
Gabe?
Yeah, back end of the year, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Put it on the to-do list.
Well, you got a fucking trial coming.
I do too.
In May?
April.
April.
Yeah, shit. Not long.
That's Claire's.
Is it due back end of April by any chance?
Around the 20th.
Okay. I have to have a wet the head.
Mate. Smoke the head.
Claire gets in.
Yeah, no, long lunch. Patreon long lunch would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have, for the bub, I'm going to have, instead of a wet head, like go to a pub, I'll just bring a couple of the boys around and have a couple of beers, have a barbecue.
Beautiful.
I don't like the idea of a wet the head where you just go and leave your wife at home. I like to include Claire in everything I do.
Yeah.
She's going to get on the piss too.
Well, she doesn't really drink, particularly now. But I don't know. It's the same with the baby shower. I don't want to, and we don't want to have like a, we should both.
Nah, baby showers for the girls.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah, baby showers for the girls, nah, man. Right.
Baby queue. We're having a baby queue.
Yeah. Nah, baby showers for the girls. Boys have a wet the head, girls have a baby shower.
But you're invited to the baby shower.
No, I'll come. And eat your food, definitely.
As a you go.
Yeah, no.
Nah, man. I like to do everything with my wife.
Yeah, actually. I know.
That's the difference between
it's gay.
The difference between like our relationship, Claire and my relationship, and a lot of people with their relationship, is I actually genuinely like her.
Yeah.
Which is different.
Heaps of people don't like their partners.
I know. It's really bad. Yeah. But no, we do everything together. Yeah. So nah. you and your fucking shit relationship with your wife, Jessie.
Jessie went away on the weekend. Yeah. And,
she's never home. She's a piss wreck.
She went, her family get a houseboat on the Hawkesbury.
I bet they do. Drug dealers.
No, yeah, they're shipping the chalk in from Columbia.
Yeah.
But I was like, it was like 3 days on this houseboat, and I was like, I'm not going.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to spend three days on a houseboat.
Houseboats aren't big enough.
Dude, cabin fever. And like, it's fucking stinking hot. You have to take 2 days or take a day off work.
Yeah.
And what the fuck am I going to do? I don't fish. I don't tan. What the fuck am I going to do on a boat for 3 days?
What are your thoughts on cruises? Would you go on a cruise?
Only if it's a swingers cruise.
Have you heard this thing about the pineapples on cruises?
No.
Apparently, like, if a door has any resemblance of a pineapple on it, like, that means they're swingers.
It would be...
How many doors look like pineapples?
Well, like, I don't know, they'll either put a pineapple out the front, or, like, they'll hang something on the door. Oh. This is just shit I've seen.
Rock around a pair of pineapple budgie smugglers.
Apparently, Gabe's parents, they used to call them the pineapples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine cruises would be full of swingers.
There are adults only cruises.
Fucking hell.
When we were in Disney, when we were at not Disneyland, we were at Aulani Resort in Hawaii. Jeez, we did some stuff last year.
I'm going to Hawaii in a few months.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So Aulani Resort is the Disney resort, sort of molded after like Lilo and Stitch sort of thing. But there's this adults only area.
That's right? Weird.
For kissing.
No, this is adult, right? Just come in.
I don't want to know. This is feeling very much like the jar.
So we walk into the adults only area. Do you know what happens in the adults area at a Disney resort?
I don't want to know.
Just fat people. Just fat people floating around in a spa.
Grooming kids.
That's all it is. No, there's no grooming of kids.
I bet there is at fucking Disney World.
No, it's not.
Also, fair point.
It's all families.
Someone is.
It's all families that go there.
Well, with kids.
We weren't families. We weren't clear.
Yeah, you went there to groom.
I am not a groomer.
The pedophiles.
We went there. We were having a child. We had a child in the belly.
Yeah.
We stole it.
Yeah.
And put it up there. It's beautiful there. But the adults only thing is never as good as it sounds. Like, there's no like sex parties. It's just
adults only is to me is like
a gross people just grossing each other out, getting gross.
Yeah. And there would be people in there walking in there going like, hey, and then we're like, oh fuck.
Well, that's what I was. What's going to happen in the adults only area? And there's just some just fat American couples just getting in there, getting gross with each other.
Yeah.
When you say that, do you mean they were fucking?
No, they were just laying.
Oh.
Just laying there. Then Claire and I got into the spa and we're like,
this sucks.
Take me back to the kids section.
Yeah.
The beds were nice in the...
Yeah, we went back to the Wet the Heads and the baby shower. Because like baby shower's got all the games for the girls. Size of the belly and...
Oh, God, who's doing that?
Yeah. You like shower the baby.
We're having girls do that. Baby queue.
What are we going to cook?
We're
going to have baby shaped meatballs and.
No, it's Winnie the Pooh themed. It's going to be sick.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Does that mean I get to rock up in undies and a shirt like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want
to? I'm going to rock up.
Dress up as Winnie
I'm
going to
rock up. You know, Winnie the Pooh just wears a shirt with no pants? Yeah.
Go I'm orange rock face. Up Go orange face. Do it.
Fucking.
No, we've got a Winnie the Pooh cake. Cost me $400.
Fuck.
This is a joke, isn't it?
No.
$400 for a cake.
Is this a joke right
now? We're doing like little pigs in blankets.
I get that. I'm on board with the meat, definitely.
Yeah, there'll be some meat.
Yeah.
Claire's dad wants to buy a barbecue for the day that he'll never use again. And I said, don't. We'll supply a barbecue.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. You should come.
I'm going to come, but this is gay.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm a dad. Let's gay it up.
Yeah, no.
I'm
ready. What sort of, right.
What sort of what? There's no games.
Sort of drugs I'm getting. I'm just joking.
You don't need games.
No.
There's not going
to
be any games.
No, because like because I've been to a couple and all the boys were sitting there like, isn't this for the girls? No. And they did games where like there was a bit of string that you put, like everyone try and guess how big the belly is and guess the name.
Mate,
and
how long is a piece of string?
Belly.
How much did my stroller cost?
Like
stupid shit.
I'll tell you how much the stroller cost. $1,400.
Do you guys have
same as your cash?
A gift registry?
Yeah, we do. That's why we're having it, because we want the gift.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Definitely need your babies.
Nipple shields.
That's crazy.
Mate, this fucking baby cost a fortune. An arm and a leg.
You're one and done, are you? Going to cut your
doodle
off?
One and done. I'm going to cut the doodle off. I reckon I might get a vasectomy.
I was on the just show. About to say we should Patreon exclusive.
Vasectomy time.
Live vasectomy.
on the table.
That would be
with a jar.
Awesome. I think it's a pretty like it's day surgery.
Oh yeah,
you can like they anesthetize you and
you can't have sex for like 3 weeks.
We could have like you laying on the table with a mic, like just
in my ass.
Have you? Yeah, yeah.
Have a little boom mic. Oh, it's scary though.
I know. What if you decide you want more and have you already cut your dick off? Well, isn't that what they do?
I think they don't cut it off. They slice half of it off and they leave it hanging. So yeah. you can't get hard.
I thought they just cut your dick off.
No, you can't get hard anymore.
That's all.
So you're just like Gabe.
You're just like Gabe.
Yeah. Soft cock.
Lily said you can't get hard. That's weird.
She's not lying.
Well, I've got nothing else to add to this podcast.
Nah, I don't think there was anything else, was there? We've got a good exclusive in Patreon.
What do we got?
The thing that you sent us that we were picking the one that we liked and we said we'd...
Oh, yes. All right,
don't tell them.
Let's do the Patreon exclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, head over to Patreon for $1 a month. You can be a part of the
Patreon. Probably won't be an episode. We'll just post it to them. Will we? Oh, fuck it. Whatever.
What?
Aren't we just going to post the thing that we'd like and,
oh, yeah.
and just show them and
yeah,
be
that's
like...
right.
Here's what
it's
you guys
a vote. Get. It's a vote.
Yeah.
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 And an we'll exclusive announcement.
Yeah. But it's just coming on Patreon.
It's coming. It's time to come. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to come. We'll see you next time on the Cancer Now podcast, hopefully with some more happy.
Yeah, I mean.
Loving news.
That's it. No more sad episodes.
No more sad.
Well, Last week we spoke about like the stolen generation and like racist. And this week we're talking about getting canceled. This is a comedy podcast. No more sadness.
Nah, next week we're talking about cocks, dicks and balls.
And yeah.
In that order. Gabe, write it down.
Put that in your show notes and smoke it.
You fucking dog. Love yous. Thank you for the support. If you didn't support me, goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.